One Man Revolution, Volume 2, Episode 2. And one of the best things about being the revolutionary, my friends, is that I get to be happy and be with you on a semi-monthly basis, it seems, at this point. I've been helping out the man, Joey Cruz, over at Ravenlocks Entertainment, do his Ravenlocks podcast, and I just haven't had time to sit down and do my own cast. And I know, my revolutionary brethren, that you're sitting there waiting for a new revolution. And so, the one-man revolution is back. And we're back with a new format with top stories, featurettes, and great music. And we're going to kick it off with a happy song from Sunspot. All right, guys. Well, in top stories today, we're going to start out with some revolution news. And one of the revolution parts out there is that I've actually gone on to the MySpace social network and opened up a page for the One Man Revolution. And of course, that is at http://myspace.com, the One Man Revolution. And I'd like to invite everybody to come out there and go ahead and become the revolutionary's friend. And if you're not on the social network called MySpace, then where the heck have you been for the past couple of years? You know, people are hooking up, and I know everyone says that, you know, it's been in the news lately that, you know, it's nothing but, you know, pedophiles looking for 14-year-old girls and other things like that. But I see it as much more, and I always see these and any of these social experiments as more than that. It's a way for us to get the word out, a way for like-minded people to get together and think and talk and freely express.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition a government for redress of grievances.
And of course, that's what we're all about here at the Revolution. Being able to redress our grievances, being able to speak out against the things that are wrong, and tell King George and Gunner Cheney and all of their cronies to stick it where the sun don't shine and get out of our government. This is a government by the people, for the people. And this is the one man on the microphone. And I'm just mad as all get out, because lately I haven't been able to get on the mic and talk about what I really want to talk about. things like the fun stuff that's in the news. Since I'm one of the premier shows when it comes to radical politics, I guess you could call it, so left-wing that we're almost right-wing on the continuum, on the circle, I got a lot of information people sending me from the True Majority, from Tom Mazzi at Matzi at MoveOn.org, from Wesley Clark, General Wesley Clark, gotta love him, and John Kerry and all these other great people out there at American Progress Action, and they send me a lot of great information that will hopefully help to form this show and give you a different perspective than the mainstream media at times. And one of the things that I blogged about on the One Man Revolution blog, and if you haven't been there, you need to go there. It's onemanrevolution.org, and go ahead and click enter, and it's right there. The blog's sitting in there. And we need to lead the fight against computer voting. That basically what we need to have happen is we want every vote to count. And the biggest thing we need, and this is one of my top stories today, is for everyone to go to True Majority, take 2 minutes, and make a better world. And there's a bill in Congress. It's a House. It's House. What is that? House HR. House referendum. House referendum 550, and it sets the gold standard for honest elections. And I want you to go there, because what they're going to do is, within this HR 550, is allow for voter verified paper ballots for every one of these computer based balloting systems. This is the one thing that can keep these elections honest, is that every vote will be counted. And some of the machines that Diebold has put out, some of the machines that were accepted in different states, unfortunately do not have this backup. And I don't know about you, but I would much rather, as an American citizen, to know that when I push my virtual button, that somewhere a piece of paper that I can look at says that I voted what I voted. Okay, and even if I only get to look at it after the election's over, at least I know that every single vote was counted properly. So I want you to go over to True Majority. I want you to sign the Honest Elections petition. And we don't have much time anymore to do that. I think the close is somewhere around the vote was going to be sometime this week or early next week. So run over to TrueMajority.org. And vote, and you know, put in your information, and tell them that you want your vote to be counted. All right, and let's see what else I got here. Oh well, Wesley Clark, for all of my revolutionary members that are out there across the country and around the world. I know some of you folks around the world just want to hear me bitch about President Bush. Don't worry, I'll catch back up on that. And you know, Wesley Clark sent out he actually has a brand new podcast that's out there. And if you go over to Westpac, which is securingamericansfuture.com, I think. Is that securingamericasfuture.com? Yeah, securingamerica.com. You can, you know, download and listen to the podcast that's over there. And there's a quarterly fundraising deadline for this year's elections of March 31st, which is probably when you're listening to this, if not a little bit later. And, you know, they want you to go ahead and throw a little bit of money around so that we can assist some legendary and interesting people to be able to fight for an office in especially critical areas around the country. One of them happens to be in Tom DeLay's own seat out in Congress. So we need to make sure that we get someone to in Senate, and make sure that he gets elected and has enough money to fight for those of us that can't talk in the Congress. So run over there. That's securingamerica.com. The American Progress Action, or that's American Progress Action Fund. And you can see them at democracyinaction.org. They send me out a thing called the Progress Report. And lately in Dafar, there's been the third anniversary of the Iraqi invasion. And, of course, it also marks the third anniversary for the genocide in Dafar. And it's a slow motion genocide. The United Nations calls it the world's greatest humanitarian crisis. 2.5 million people have been driven from their homes, and approximately 400,000 have died. To put that in perspective, that's three times the number of U.S. soldiers now serving in Iraq. Okay, and they were all killed. All right, so that's 400,000 people have died, and in just a three-year time. And President Bush, you know, basically sent out a message saying, you know, we need, when we say genocide, we mean that the genocide needs to stop. And but that's the problem. Despite three years of rape campaigns, mass starvations, and razed villages, no one's been penalized at all, and there's no connection between what we say and any action from the United States. So we need to actually act, talk to your congressmen, talk to your senators, and tell them that we would like the Sudan, we would like to boycott the Sudan because they receive 43% of all of its revenue from oil. All right, so if enough of us get out of companies that are in the Sudan, and we get out of actually buying you know, any of the oil from that country, we might actually stand a chance to stop it. So if you know, look into your funds, look into your investments, and see if you are actually giving money to harbor these fugitives who are causing a genocide. All right. Well, on a happier note, coming up this next Thursday, April 6th, in the Premier Fashion Square Theater, Ravenlox Entertainment, The One Man Revolution, and the NationalPodcastingSystem.com presents the Benchwarmers. We have several tickets. Of course, this is the Rob Schneider, David Spade, and what's that guy's name? John Hedder. He's got Napoleon friggin' Dynamite. Come on out. I probably have about 10 remaining tickets for you guys to come and see the film, which means that I can get 20 people in. So let's go ahead and fill this theater and show your support for you know, getting away from some of these heavy issues and trying to at least stay as much of a normal world as we can. All right. I know it's a horrible segue to go directly from a big genocide in the Sudan over to a movie like The Benchwarmers, but I look at it this way. The Benchwarmers will probably be just as bad. But hell, it's a free movie and it's always a lot of fun, so y'all come out and see it. All right. So we talked about needing to do honest elections. We need to give some money to the Wesley Clark PAC so that we can end up with having that going on. And the American Progress Action Fund would like you to talk about eliminating some of the oil revenues for the Sudan. And the last piece of news that I have is from MoveOn.org, and they've got a new ad that connects the dots called Caught Red-Handed. And it seems like it's going to be pretty good. And they need to raise $750,000 before Monday, April 3rd. And if you and I and 300,000 of our friends, 30,000 of our friends, I think it is 30,000. I'll do the math later. If a bunch of us get together and give out just 25 bucks, that, oh, there it is, 18,000 more people, that's all they need left, they can reach their goal. So go to political.moveon.org or moveon.org and click on the donate button. And it's just 25 bucks. You'll probably spend that on lunch or dinner with yourself and your loved one. I know how that works, but go ahead and give some capital to this. They have a great cause. Watch the ad, and if you believe in the ad, then go ahead and drop some money off. I know I already have. All right, so you're listening to One Man Revolution. I am the revolutionary. I have been the revolutionary for over a year. right here on the National Podcasting System. So how about we take a little break here before my feature? We're going to talk about a documentary that I watched. It's only an hour and 21 minutes long, but that hour and 21 minutes has really changed the way I feel. This song is 4 minutes and 4 seconds long if you want to skip over it if it's a little too hard for you. But I'm in a hard kind of mood. Rising Conviction with Odd Prime. So every now and again, I'm going to play music that some of you may or may not like, and I'll always try and give you the time counter before I do it, so you can just fast forward and get over here to the feature on the other side of the track. I'm just in this mood right now after seeing this feature, beautiful piece of documentary work that was done by several great folks over at Loose Change 911. Basically, what we had is some really good research done and scientific evidence thrown back about this, about what has happened or what may have happened during the September 11th, collisions with aircraft or whatever you want to call that happened. I want you to judge this for yourself. I want you to look at the evidence. I want you to watch the whole hour and 21 minutes. You can get there by looking at video.google.com and typing in Loose Change 911. And I want you to go there and I want you to watch this documentary. It's got a complete timeline of the evidence that starts back with McNamara. Okay, it starts with McNamara in 1962, and it goes through step by step about what could have happened. Okay, during 9/11, during September 11th, in the year 2001. Okay, because there are some very interesting points that are brought up. You know, some points about the people that make the money. And if you follow the money, you're going to find the people that probably are in control of what happens. So, feel free to pause me now. Go ahead. I won't mind. Have you paused me yet? Well, if you haven't paused me, you're probably going to stick by and listen. But or you paused me, now you're back, and I'd like to welcome you back to the One Man Revolution. And I'm glad that you guys watched it. Now, since you've watched it, now you have a little bit better, a better look at what has happened and why I feel so strongly about this piece of film. All right, this wasn't put together by a bunch of conspiracy freaks. Actually, the folks that put this together befriended me on MySpace. They've done a couple of interviews. I actually watched this a couple of weeks before some of the major interviews came in, and I'd like to thank Revolutionary Corkery for sending me a copy of this link prior to pretty much anybody else seeing it, and allowing me to watch it with an open mind. I didn't have the media telling me that this was a bad piece of video, a good piece of video. I got to watch it without anybody telling me anything about it. And I'm not a conspiracy freak. I don't look up in the sky looking for the black helicopters. All right, maybe I do that every now and again. I was out around with someone today, and I could have sworn one was following me. But it is a... It is sometimes one of those things that if you follow the money, if you take a look and you wonder what is going on out there, that possibly you or I may be part of something that we don't want to be a part of. And one of those things could be is a governmental conspiracy against its own people. And I know that most people don't want to hear that because everyone wants to trust their government. Well, in my world, we don't trust the government. We trust in the people. The One Man Revolution makes you trust in the person. Jefferson said that this is a country by, for the people. It's not a country for the government to increase its power. So if you or I want to make sure to check and balance, then we have to question everything. And I know that's a hard concept because just very recently I was having an argument with somebody about, you know, how do you protest? How do you go in and make sure that the message is heard loud and clear? And that's a difficult question. I actually pondered it. I talked to some of my friends and revolutionaries around the country and asked the question. And I'm actually going to dedicate a whole show to it. And I'm thinking about having Revolutionary Muley on the show to talk about this and his question because it's a valid point. It's an extremely valid point. And you know, how do we make our voices heard? Well, these individuals that are behind this film, and that would be Dylan Avery and who's the other folk? And Corey. And those folks, they're actually on MySpace, and if you go, they have blogs and the whole nine yards. One is Dylan Avery, and the other one is Corey with a K. And Corey was the video editor, and Dylan was the writer and director. And if you look at some of their information, and you look at their website at loosechange911.com, you can even order a copy of this on DVD if you don't want to sit behind your computer and watch it. You know, I sit in front of a computer 8 to 9 hours a day, so it doesn't bother me. But if you're one of those people that doesn't want to sit in front, then feel free to order the DVD. They'll send one to you. And all that money goes directly to fund their film. And they're actually shopping this for a theatrical release. So why not go see it before it hits the theaters? I know everybody out there who's part of the revolution likes to be first, and that's why you're listening. So make sure that after you watch this, and I know some of you have now, and some of you are probably going to do it after you hear the rest of this show, you're going to listen to and watch Loose Change 911. And feel free to send comments. Send comments to me, onemanrevolution@gmail.com. Send them to Dylan Avery or Corey. You know, from go to MySpace and find a way to contact them there, or go to their website, which is loosechange911.com. And tell them how you feel. Question them. These are the times that we have to start questioning and thinking. All right? Watch the film. Make up your own mind. And after you make up your own mind, do something about it. Now, if the only thing that you do is pass on a link to that video to two people, there's two more people that will be a little bit more aware. And then if those two people pass it on to two people, and so on and so on, and suddenly we have a wave of information going out there. All right? So if this podcast does absolutely nothing for you but get you to send out one little tiny piece of email, then my job is done. Look deep inside yourself. Whenever you listen to One Man Revolution, and I know I always have people saying, you know, revolutionary one man, go out there and do more podcasts. And I spend a lot of time with Joey Cruz over at Ravenlocks, and we do the entertainment podcast, and I slip in some things here and there. And feel free to go to Ravenlocks.com put in and subscribe to that podcast too. It's about entertainment, but it's a totally different type of entertainment show. It allows for a lot broader look at the world of entertainment, not just films, not just sycophantism, but more. And just by him having me as his producer, actually he's his own producer, but as his board op and engineer and semi-co-host whenever you know, we pitch things back and forth, it allows both of us to get some of our creativity out. And sometimes that synthesis of both of us brings things up that probably wouldn't go out just if we did the shows by ourselves. So feel free to listen to that. And I'm going to try and bring more people into the revolution and the one man sitting with other folks. And we're going to have some special guests coming up soon. So I'm going to go ahead and give you guys my contact information. We're coming up on about 30 minutes, so I'll go ahead and drop this contact on you. If you want to, you know, contact me, the revolutionary, go ahead and send that to onemanrevolution@gmail.com. Go to MySpace if you want to, the social network, you know, which is www.myspace.com/theonemanrevolution. Go visit our partners, which would be ravenlocks.com. www.ravenlocks.com, or go to the nationalpodcastingsystem.com. nationalpodcastingsystem.com is our parent site that will lead you to both of us. Okay, so if you only have to remember one site, remember nationalpodcastingsystem.com. All right, and make sure that you do at least one of the many things I have thrown in front of you and become a revolutionary and be that one man. And I'm going to leave you with one more track from Smear. This is called Digging. I'm the Revolutionary, and I love each and every one of you. The One Man Revolution is brought to you in part by the National Podcasting System and Ravenlocks Entertainment. One more thing. All content is copyright. The One Man Revolution 2006 in Piney Point Studios, all rights reserved. And all music courtesy of the Podshow Music Network. And that would be music.podshow.com. God bless each and every one of them. That's a music outlet for those of us in this industry. And without it, we would have no song. Fight the RIAA. This is the revolutionary. Peace!